Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Al Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. 20 hours ago, Santa Claus launched from the North Pole in a blazing rocket of a fully loaded sleigh. And at this hour, this same sleigh and that famed gift bringer known as Kris Kringle is making his first deliveries in South America. Joining us now from North Pole Flight Command with a flight status update is Elf Alpine. Al, Santa's now into Sector 4 and will soon be in Sector 5. All day long, we've been following the challenges with Santa's workshop and the delivery of last-minute items to Santa. We know now that despite all of those delays, the work of elves in Santa's workshop was finished hours ago. The challenge that remained was whether or not it could get from the North Pole, which is suffering from whiteout winter conditions, to Santa in some way, and that was the next great hurdle. Do you know if those challenges have been met?
Well, not quite, Frank.
Okay, what's going on? What's the problem?
Sleigh pilots, Frank. We just don't have enough of them. We pulled pilots off the sleighs early in the day because we didn't have enough help in Santa's workshop. Those poor guys have gone from shuttling stuff in the early part of Santa's flight to working in Santa's workshop to helping the wrapping department and now to shuttle stuff from North Pole to Santa again. They're tired, Frank.
This sounds like a really unique problem, Al. I mean, we can get elves to lend a hand in Santa's workshop. And maybe we can find a few who can handle work in the wrapping department or at the North Pole post office or even, I don't know, shoveling snow. But where do we find qualified pilots to help with the airlift?
That's the problem in a nutshell, Frank. We think Santa has enough stuff with him to deliver maybe to Guatemala, but nothing more.
So let me see if I understand this. Santa is supplied through most of Sector 4, but almost none of Sector 5. And much of Sector 5 is about to get their bedtime advisories.
Bingo. At this point, there's only one thing to tell the kids, Frank.
And that is?
Sleep in, kids. Sleep in a good long time. Let's give Santa a big window for his delivery time because he might be a little late this year. So if you excuse me now, Frank, I'm needed to pilot a sleigh.
Thank you, Al, for both your message and your service. There you have it, folks. We hope those of you in Sector 5 are really tired. From the North Pole, where we never get tired, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.